대기 돈이 되는 게 로비온이 이게 측대 그럼 늘리기 돈이 땀 돌을 땐 바로 직전에 때 견난 받으면 삼주일이
Here very briefly I've shown you the term what the meaning of the term lojong implies or means I've shown that more essentially today
that the lojong is the thing in the counter of jin yang
so if this is lojong how do we bring about this transformation how do we effect the lojong A mind of ours that thinks all kinds of things which, you know, bring us into so much trouble, or, you know, the cause of all that is actually rooted where? In our ego, self-grasping an ego. Danzin, grasping at the false view of self.
Tab dansin di paratani dajik ndulguna tani tela ngibar nyembok chikwalere.
So in order to really transform or to tame this ego of ours, this kind of grasping at the self, that we need a very powerful antidote.
That tela tapdang hirap nikayo chores.
So to that means way of subjugating or kind of the very powerful antidote that is, there are two. One is the skillful means, the tap, which is the method. The other is the sherap, which is the wisdom. Wisdom and skillful means.
Tering tani the kapsa, lobyong zewi kapsa gtela, tani tap zegi the tso chene.
Now, on this occasion, so in this case of lojong, we rely more on the powerful skill means of the method of rousing great compassion, you know. Tap Nyingje Chenpo is the tap is the skillful means. Nyingje Chenpo is the great compassion. Through the rousing of the powerful skill means of arousing the great compassion. That's the skillful means, that's the method. We rely mainly on the means of using compassion. Primarily, Lojong is really using the powerful, skillful means of great compassion, which is mainly concerned, for example, at the moment we're only, you see, concerned with cherishing ourselves, you know, we're only cherishing ourselves. And through the skillful means of the powerful method of great compassion, slowly we realize, just as us, others also, you see, we are same. Like, for example, it's like this is how this can be realized is first considering others same as ourselves. I remember I said this on a number of occasions before that, when I was in the process of writing the book, when I was teaching very much in the Help Me the Dying, I was teaching a lot, you know, I was doing a lot of seminars, a lot of workshops, and often people will come to me saying that, you know, someone very close to them is dying. Maybe their mother or father or somebody very close to them dying. But even though they do love them in the heart of heart, but because there's so much history of suffering and pain, the relationship is so blocked, they cannot show their love. That love is blocked. So what do we do? Then I showed them, you know, this example, using this principle, is that really, for example, you know, instead of I told them, considering others as just your father or mother, just consider them as just like another you. Just as you, they wish for happiness. Just as you, they do not want suffering. We're all human beings. In that we are same, and we have feelings. Just as we do not wish for suffering, they do not either. just as wish for happiness. Also, it's interesting, really. It's really interesting when you start really reflecting that, considering others same as yourself, and then certain feeling comes for you, know. Because often when we just thinking ourselves, you know, just only thinking ourselves, cherishing ourselves, we just kind of block. We have no feeling for others. We consider others as like others, things, so almost like object that talk back to you. But that we don't really consider them as human beings, you know. We just only think we are the most important one. Yeah, we are the most important, and others, you know. That's why we cherish ourselves, and we are the most important, and we complete at the expense of others. That's called self-grasping, very strongly. That's Dangzhen. So when you slowly realize, the method is very skillful. First, you consider others same as yourself. Just as I mentioned, if you consider others the same as you, instead of considering them as your father, mother, or, you know, with whom you have a problem, instead you consider them as just another you, okay? Another you, because you cherish yourself. So if you consider them as another you, and then it's really, it's just like you, you know? Like, take the example of your own body. In the teaching say, don't harm others, you know? So just like you, if you consider others same as you, then interesting, it's just as you cherish yourself, in a sense, you begin to extend that, the cherishing yourself. You're not completely not cherishing yourself, given up there, but at least just as we cherish ourselves, we begin to consider others as an extension of ourselves, so they're like us, and begin to a little bit share that cherishing, you know? It's a bit like if someone is hungry, it's not we're willing to give all our food to them, but at least we share a little bit with them. That's the beginning. Beginning of considering others same as ourselves. And then gradually, after when you develop great compassion, then you begin to exchange yourself with others, which is, of course, the great practice of Tonglen, which is very, very beautifully described in chapter 12 of the Tibetan Book of Living Dying. And then finally, considering others more important than yourself. If you're able to consider others more important than yourself, then that's really, that's the powerful, that's Lojong. That's what really Lojong is. It's like, first you've been sharing yourself, but now when you realize others are the same as you, then you begin to share that self-cherishing, not only with yourself, but with others also, because we are equal. Here, it's not a complete eradication of self as yet, because your compassion is not developed to that great extent. You're just beginning to cherish others like you cherish yourself. That's the beginning. You understand? And then gradually, then you reach the level where you'll be able to actually exchange yourself others. You take upon the suffering of others and give your happiness well to them. That's like the practice of Tonglen. And then finally, you consider others even more important than yourself, you see. Yeah.
Dazen jeva, dawe rzenti, lafo paga tone, tending around to jilla, dart inzin the rambabs in the tenita, torni, rzent inzin.
Main point is this gradually from our basic mind stream or from our basic way of our attitude, we slowly, slowly abandon or lessen and abandon that self cherishing, which has been our main concern, only cherishing ourselves, only thinking about us, and then gradually begin to transfer the cherishing of ourselves to others, begin to cherish others. Dzengar Rinpoche told quite movingly when he was, you know, in the early days of the Cultural Revolution, you know, there was no food and there was like everybody would just grab and fight for that, you know. First he used to be also quite, you know, get involved in that, you know, and like in the criticism and all these things, he used to defend himself. But then somehow, even though he wins, but then they keep him in mind and they never let him go. You understand? So winning, maybe momentary winning, it actually becomes worse for him, you know. And then you kind of said, what's wrong here? What's going on? Then you begin to realize that even others suffer same as yourself. And then when you start beginning to really, instead of cherishing yourself, begin to cherish others, then things begin to change dramatically. I think that's the beginning, because a lot of the time we're just really concerned with ourselves, like, you know, how I am. I mean, in fact, interesting, when they're asked about how do you do in a stressful situation when you're stressed and when you are, you know, challenging, you know, all these things. Yeah, it's because this I am stressed. I am stressed. I am overwhelmed. I. Because of that, you get all, it's the one that attracts, like a magnet that attracts all the suffering, is I. And as you know that through wisdom, when you examine that so-called self that we hold so strongly, do not actually exist, you know, through the emptiness of personal self as well as emptiness of phenomena. The egolessness of both of these are found to be. That, of course, you find in the Lojong teachings, in the 7 points of mind training, in the slogan, Absolute Bodhicitta, says, first, all dhammas are dreamlike, meaning all phenomena are dreamlike. They are empty of nature. That means egoless of phenomena. Then later also, you see, if you suppose, you know, what about the mind? Does it exist, you know? Even contemplate the nature of unborn insight, meaning that, you know, even mind itself do not exist also. That's the egolessness of self. Then we might even say, but if there is that, then is there something called emptiness that exists, you know? But even that self-liberate, the antidote means even there's no such thing as emptiness, you know, that, you know. And then therefore what do you do? You rest in the nature of alaya. In the fundamental goodness of the bodhicitta, just remain in that, meaning, you know. Remember the example I used of the, you know, bulb in the movie projector? Because of this bulb, you can show cinemas, all kinds of movies, you know. The light from the bulb is used by the cinema. But actually the amazing thing is that the light itself, or the bulb itself, is not at all involved in cinema. Listen, whatever movie is going to, there's no critique, there's no kind of judgment, there's no involvement at all, completely free. In the same manner, our own Buddha nature, our own kind of, you know, the alaya is free of all this, even though in the Dzogchen teachings, the clear light nature mind being used by our ordinary mind to grasp, but yet clear light itself is not at all involved in that, it's free of. That's why amazing if you can return to the clear light nature of your mind, in the midst of, even with anger, when the anger rises also, that it is a pure energy. And instead of, you know, if you don't let the anger just, you know, dissolve into anger, but if you start owning and grasping on it, making it your and acting upon it, then you create negative karma. Whereas if you leave the anger in the anger, it just dissolves, anger and dissolves in the anger. Anger liberates anger. And instead you should really rest in the clear light nature of, which is, you know, in, if there was not the energy of the clear light, there would be no anger also. There's no desire, there's no devotion, there's no compassion. All of this is, but that self, its really essence, its heart is pure. To remain in the pure clear light nature. You understand? Just remaining, that's the secret. Always in the midst of anger, return to the clear light nature mind. Really clear that. And there you can just there and then dissolve.
Dorni, Rien Kinzen, JGT, your soul, the Latin, Timing, that tap, Hindi Chembo, Timing, that Lobjong, that's what they are called.
Painting is the point of Lojong, is transferring of self cherishing to the cherishing of others, considering. No? Instead of cherishing yourself, you begin to start cherishing. And that's the great method of compassion. I mean, you know, interestingly, really, if you start doing that, you know, don't you notice that when, for example, like when particularly Zangarambhachi, when he speaks in Tibetan, it's very, very, you know, live and very kind of vibrant, you know. When you hear his teaching like that, sometimes it begins to really, you begin to see a possibility of that. Ah, yes, that's not only that's interesting, that will be quite amazing if you do that. And then you find actually a solution. Solution actually for your life, by the way. Solution for your life. It's a way to get rid of all your problems. In fact, it is the practice of chö, when you offer your body as a charity. In the Kunzan Lama Shalong, the section of chö, you offer your body of charity. And like that is the best way to overcome death, best way to overcome the four demonic forces. Is that when you give, really, when you really give attachment to self, that's the greatest way of bringing healing. And like interesting in the Tonglen, in chapter 12, the Tibetan Book of Living Dying, you know, when these lepers in Tibet began to do the Tonglen practice of taking on the suffering of others and the illnesses of others and giving your well-being, happiness to them, they begin to get healed. So there's a very interesting thing here. That's the spiritual element of the power of compassion. That when you really start cherishing others, instead of cherishing yourself, you know, you end up being much, much happier. As Hizun Dalma always says, trouble with us is we think of ourselves. You know, we're always so much protecting ourselves that we need to defend ourselves. I think sometimes in the West, that becomes even more so. In the West society, you need to defend yourself because you're quite alone, protect yourself, you have to fight for yourself, you stand for yourself, you know. All that thing, you look after, you know, your life and how you get on. I think sometimes you too much think about your life all the time, about how you get on, how, you know, worry about too much. I think it just, that self becomes a headache. That just becomes nothing to do with, you know, that doesn't really in any way contribute to your well-being or, you know, becoming better. It just becomes a further and further becoming anxious. And, you know, and then you begin to look into all kinds of possibilities that how you, then your failures becomes more stark. Your refusal, if you like, your rejection and refusal becomes more stark because the rejection becomes even more painful because we are so strongly entrenched in ourselves. So really, the main thing is the self, the self. And really, so therefore, if you really can meditate on that and really transform, you know, first by just sitting quietly in your room, not interacting with others, that might be a bit tough because, you know, but just by yourself, quietly changing your, you know, self-cherishing with cherishing others. If you begin to really work with that in a gradual way, you know, it will be revolutionary. Because he says, well, if you just think of yourself, how you can get on your life, your own well-being, that you get clogged up, he says so rightly, in a claustrophobic self, where you not only not end up being happy, but there's no end to problems and irritations, you shirk your responsibility, blame others. On the other hand, when you start taking care of others, your own welfare is taken care of as matter of course. I think whenever there's conflicts comes, it comes because of that. Whenever conflicts, difficulty comes, it comes because of that. Very much like, you know, like saying, you know, like, I am very nice to him, but the other person's always really tough with me, bad with me, you know, I can't stand that anymore. Who's saying I can't stand it? The ego self, that one. And then Eugene Campbell says, it's a very big example here, this one. If you remove this, then where's the problem? If you can remove the self, self-cherishing, then there's no one to harm. Nobody can harm anything. You overcome all the demons. That's the logic. Not just the logic, it's the truth. And in that, the fundamental, really, the key thing to Lojong in the chapter 12, which says this, you know, is give profit to others, take the loss upon yourself. I mean, that's incredible. If you can do, really, in all situations, if you give in and give, you know, profit to others, you know, Of course, this is a mental attitude that you begin to develop. First, if you begin to develop a mental attitude, then, you know, so in terms of in your conflict, if you're able to develop that, then you can bring much more, how do you say, you can actually diffuse situations and maintain your own dignity. And who knows, even in business, if you did like this, if you give profit to others, maybe very, if you really start giving, you know, if you really like this, people trust you. You know, if you really start giving and, you know, really, I mean, we can go through this teaching many, many details, but this is the key thing. If you start really thinking about just, you know, cherishing others, thinking of others, you become much more comfortable, because actually just only thinking of yourself is actually quite uncomfortable. Quite uncomfortable. Doesn't bring you very much happiness. When you start thinking of others, you know, it actually makes you much comfortable with yourself also, you know, and you feel also good about yourself. There are a lot of teachings, you know, teaching on this. But then most important thing is to actually to practice, you know. Very much, you see, to take upon, it's like to really embrace this one, you know, and that really bring this into our mind, bring about transformation, you know. So, same thing, in our mind and heart, and we really bring about the change of considering others same as ourselves, exchanging ourselves with others, and considering others more important than ourselves. We bring about that really the change in our heart, in our mind. You understand? Bring that change. Because, I mean, does not make sense if you're able to do that, really. Then compassion has been born in you. Even though there are many, many kind of teachings on how to consider others same as ourselves, exchanging ourselves with others, considering others more important than ourselves, but ultimately it's really relying on the oral instruction, relying on the pit instruction of one's master or a learned master. And once you take this, you know, upon oneself or take this to heart and start really, most important is really practicing it, you know. I mean, basically saying the teachings are many on compassion, but the basic thing is this is what you start, you know, this is what you start. It's like if something has gone wrong in the electricity, so go to the fuse box, you know, go start fixing it, you know, then the main power source, like main power source is here. Start changing that in our mind and heart. That's my example, okay? So therefore, most important thing is we need to take this to heart and practice in our mind and heart, really. And in action. Not just kind of learning about it, studying about it is not sufficient, really. Really taking on board and really actually practicing it in our mind, you know. And bring about the transformation and making it actually happen, you know, really making it happen, really go through the whole process, go through the process and really make the transformation take place, you know, seep through you slowly, slowly, and bring about the change of heart and mind, you know. So, samjur in a sense is the kind of way of saying it, this is just like a beginning, like an introduction or showing the most crucial point. This is the, you know, the first part, you know,